Moncrief on News Talk.
I'm only doing this because I have to, not because I'm a bad person.
You're joking, right? Everyone you're talking about is a criminal, including you.
No, I'm not. I'm an engineer. What I'm building is...
important?
Iconic.
Look, anyone who's ever accomplished anything iconic in life has had to do some questionable things to get it done. Before my hood, I was a nobody. But with it, maybe a little unsavory, but yeah, I'm unstoppable.
There you go. That's Ironheart. It's streaming now on Disney Plus. Serena Bellissimo joins us to tell us about it and other shows. This is one of these endless Marvel spin-off.
How do you feel about the Marvel universe?
I don't know why it keeps going. I don't know why people still watch it.
Ka-ching, ka-ching is why it keeps going.
I know, but it can only be ka-ching if people are watching it. And like, what are they getting from it? Because it's almost like they're telling the same story over and over again.
They are, although with this one, it does feel a little bit fresh. I'll go into the story in a sec, because what was interesting about this is I think it doesn't matter what they put out. Fans are going to have comment about it or be very excited about it. I didn't know that this was a thing that happened. Do you know, have you heard of review bombing?
Yeah, that they can kill a film by, you know, before it even, yeah.
So they
or
did
a
that,
TV show.
They did that to Snow White, where people just go onto Rotten Tomatoes or IMDb and they rate it without having even watched what is coming out. They did the same to this. They review bombed this. Fans were really upset about this. I still can't understand why, but they felt that this wasn't an appropriate take on the Marvel Universe. Some of them felt that Tony Stark had been disrespected. Do we know that these people are fake? Like, these aren't real people.
Disrespected in what way?
Well, he's mentioned a couple of times. Right. So this series, Ironheart, is set after Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
But the great thing about this is you don't need to know anything about Wakanda Forever. You don't need to know anything about the Marvel Universe because it's not even set in that location. This is set in Chicago.
Right.
And
yeah,
Riri,
okay,
who was in Wakanda Forever, she is she's at university. She ends up leaving or being expelled from university, ends up back in her hometown of Chicago. She's trying to make another Iron Man suit, but her own version of it.
Okay.
So then other people find out about it and they tap her on the shoulder and go, "Ooh, do you want to come and help us out with this?" I'm not going to go into too much detail because, you know, spoilers, and okay, I don't want to be at the end of Marvel fans.
No, God, no.
So then it's all about her finding out whether what she's doing is for good, for bad, and then trying to overcome evil. So it's that thin line again of good versus evil. I actually quite enjoyed this.
Okay.
Because it's not the usual Marvel thing. And yeah, I think that's why people didn't like this. The fact that it's set in Chicago, the fact that it's not the same old, same old. We don't have Captain America again in the form of another person. It's a completely different character. Anthony Ramos plays the baddie. He's fantastic at doing that. Dominique Thorne is great as Riri. There's some action. It's funny. There's some heart. I didn't expect to shed a couple of tears. I did shed a couple of tears. But the problem with these shows is that is it going to be, do you remember Batman? When it first came out, like I watched it in repeats, the Adam West Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
People still talk about it today.
Mm.
In 20 years' time, are people going to be talking about all these spin-offs that Marvel have made? I don't think so.
No, but the thing about the original Batman is that you watch it when you're a child and then you don't see it for 20 years and then you realize it was a complete spoof. At the time when I was six, I thought it was completely, I thought there was a thing called bat repellent shark repellent bat spray and all that kind of stuff.
And it was almost laughing at itself as well, wasn't it?
Oh, no, yeah. I thought it was completely camp. Is this, though, there's a kind of a trend. There was another Marvel one, but I forget what it's called now. But it's like relatively young women who are maybe just finished school, you know.
There was you're talking about Agatha All Along, or were you talking about WandaVision? Because there was that one too that was amazing.
No, it wasn't either of those. It was another one. They're an Indian. They're an American Indian family.
Was it the...
You know, India the country.
Marvel...
Yeah, it was a Marvel something.
Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel, yes, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
So is it pitching towards kind of that audience now?
Yeah, I think it is. And this is what I love about it as well. It's diverse, but without going, we are diverse. It's diverse. It's telling another story that we're not haven't seen before, giving other people voices. And I think this is why I enjoyed it. Do I want another season? Probably not. I'd say the 6 or 8 episodes, and that was enough for me, really.
That could be why the Marvel fans didn't like it then, because most of them are incels anyway.
Exactly.
So sweeping statement.
So yes.
Well, not most of them. Just a significant just proportion, yeah, that's yeah. it. Right, our next show is Smoke. You can find it on Apple TV+. Here's a clip.
I've been told you could have 2 serial arsonists working this area.
Well, we keep Metro District detectives apprised in each of the cases. Why send someone else?
Well, you've had one serial arsonist setting fires for over a year, another one for 6 months now, no significant leads on either.
Have you studied arson investigation?
No.
And, you know, I teach it all over the state.
Oh, yeah. Your reputation precedes you.
Yeah, you preceded me, too. Into my own office.
Okay, I suppose you do, Smoke. I suppose you don't. Arson investigation is kind of it's usually murders and drugs and stuff.
And I think this is why I like this again, because at the moment, everything that we're getting is what you said. It's either some murder investigation, some true crime. It seems to be the same story told in a different setting with different people. But this, as soon as I turned it on, I went, oh, this feels a bit fresh. And I have to admit, I am a fan of Taron Egerton. Are you a fan of his?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's brilliant. And this stars himself and Jurnee Smollett, who I know she has done so much more since then. But if you watched Full House, she was Michelle's best friend in Full House. Did you ever watch Full House?
I never did, no.
Did you never get into it?
No, never did.
Oh, I love it. Anyway.
I was watching Batman reruns.
She's come a long way since then. They play, he is a arson investigator, and she is a detective who's brought on to the case to figure out there's 2 arsonists that they think are lighting these fires, and they're trying to figure out who's doing it. We know who one of them is, and in the first couple of episodes, you get to hear that person's backstory. I love what they're doing here. So you sort of what a lot of these shows are doing at the moment as well is there's too many side stories, too many backstories. Mm. What this is doing is just sticking to its main cast and making you connect with the main cast through telling their backstory. The second one, we're not sure who it is until the end of episode 2. I have to say, I'm not going to give it away, but I wasn't surprised when they were pinning it on this person.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but this is, funnily enough, inspired by true events.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if, say, you weren't surprised by who the second person is, what's left to find out? What's left for you to continue watching if you kind of know who the arsonists are?
Because I think what comes next in the next 7 episodes is it becomes a game of not who done it, but cat and mouse. Can the mouse outrun the cat?
Yeah.
And can the cat catch the mouse? And I think the way they're doing it is really interesting. 2 episodes are available on Apple TV now. And then the rest are dropping weekly. I like that this is a weekly drop because I think you sort of, it's not a thing I think I could binge. I sort of need a few days or a week between each one. And I just don't have that discipline. If it's there for me, I will watch the
next one. Have a bit of a think about what you've just seen. Does it explain why they're setting fire to buildings? Because I personally find that interesting. Why that particular compulsion?
Yeah, so that's the thing. Now, I don't know about the second one yet, but with the first one, even from episode 1, you are seeing the reason. The way this man is being treated leads to why he's actually causing the fire. It's really, really well done. I think this is definitely worth the watch. If you do want to binge, you're going to have to wait till the 15th of August because episodes will drop every Friday until the 15th of August.
Okay, fair enough. Does this smack you, though, with something they're going to make, you know, that in, you know, 10 years' time, you and I will still be here going, oh, there's Taron Egerton again on his Zimmer frame solving another arsonist attack?
I don't think so.
Okay, but just a one and done.
Well, but that's what we say, right? Like with the bear that we're going to talk about in a sec. With the bear, we thought it was one and done. But then what happens is people love it. And then what they do is they milk it until it's milked too much. And you're just going, you should have just left it at one and done.
Mm.
So I don't know. I'm hoping this is one and done, but it's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah. Okay, right. Well, obviously you're probably hearing a lot about this. Season 4 of The Bear is now, the entire series is now on Netflix. Here's a clip.
How'd you raise the money?
Second time you asked me that.
It's the second time you didn't answer.
Any money, Carl?
What if I wanted to open a restaurant?
Why a restaurant?
Why not a restaurant?
You already have a restaurant.
Yeah, but this would be a different restaurant.
Tell me more.
There you go. That's actually a flashback scene
that
we played out there from the dead brother.
I love that he makes an appearance in this. There's a bit of... Have you watched this at all?
I've watched the first two, I think. Or maybe the first three. I can't remember. But I see it. But it was almost like that in series one, you know, what was he was damaged. Cam was damaged and hurt because the brother, and there was a kind of a why did he do it kind of thing. I thought that was kind of a random appearance. They just popped him in there to remind you. Remember the whole dead brother storyline? Now we'll just ignore that for the rest of the thing. And the series has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, but in this one, they've come back to all of that, right? Yeah. So this starts off, if you haven't seen season three, close your ears for a second, because yes, there's a spoiler alert. It starts with a bad review.
Yeah.
And because they've opened this fancy restaurant, they're also trying to get a Michelin star. So it's all about trying to work towards a Michelin star. And then through that, what we're getting, I think a lot of people didn't like season three because there were a lot of side stories. But there's a lot of side stories here as well and backstories. But this time it's just about the people who work in the restaurant, who work for the bear. The other one, as much as we loved Olivia Colman and everything she did, we didn't need that extra bit thrown in. This just, and then when you watch this, you'll understand why the brother is appearing. And when he appears, it works really, really well. I love this show. The fact that it's 30 minutes long as well, you will find that you'll have binged it within a couple of days. There is, every season, there is like an hour long episode. There's an hour long episode in this one. And that was my all time favorite out of this whole season. It's a wedding. That's not a spoiler. I'm not telling you who gets married, but there's a wedding in this.
Okay.
And it just brings everyone, all of the family, back into the fold. And when they're all together, that's what makes this show magic.
Okay, is it the Christmas episode,
the Seven Fishes?
Yeah, that was like the most stressful thing I ever watched in my life. It's not like that.
No, I mean, they are who they are, right? So there are going to be scenes where it's loud, it's messy, but just the way things resolved and not resolved, moved on from. I think this is beautiful. I, for the first time in a long time, I laughed a lot during this series. I still don't think this should be nominated in the comedy series.
No,
though.
Absolutely not. No.
The only reason why they did that was because they were up against Succession, and they would never have won up against Succession. So now Succession is gone. They should probably move back over to the drama category.
But you know your man with the neck tattoo? I almost felt he seemed to be in there as like, this is the funny one. But I never found him funny. I found him annoying.
Yeah, this season you're actually going to feel for him. There's a lot of moments where you're really going to connect with these characters. There's a lot more of Jamie Lee Curtis. Oliver Platt is in this as well. Brie Larson makes an appearance. John Mulvaney. But they're not making an appearance just to say we have these stars.
Yeah.
Their appearances make sense. I think it's beautifully done. What I will say, and this is getting mixed reviews, some people are going, why are we having more? It should be done.
Yeah, actually, but and dramatically mixed, actually, because almost as if they haven't been watching the same show.
Yeah, because I was reading the bad reviews going, no, I have no notes for this season. This season is just so beautifully done. My only note would be, please end it here, because I think the way you've ended it, it doesn't wrap everything up neatly, but it wraps it up neatly enough for me to go, now let my imagination figure out what happens to these characters.
Yeah.
I need a break from them now.
Well, the end of season three clearly said there's going to be, I think, didn't they shoot them all together anyway?
Yeah.
Because I assume that, you know, that most of them have gone on to bigger and better things, and your man's going to be playing Bruce Springsteen. So, you know.
Which I didn't understand. I'm like, no, but I've seen some clips of Jeremy Allen White doing Bruce, and he's looking great. Like, he's really encapsulating Bruce. So that'd be interesting to watch.
Yeah. The only thing that, and we even heard of the clip there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, people of a certain age will love the soundtrack that's in and all the rest of it. It's not that it was overused, but like, they didn't, even under dialogue, they didn't dip the music enough for me. That kind of annoyed me a bit.
Yeah, and look, they continue to do that a bit, but I have to say in episode 7 of The Wedding, one of my all-time favourite Australian songs is thrown in there, and I'm just like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. They use music well. Probably could have used someone to bring it down a bit, but I think they use it well.
So they all sing Tiny Kangaroo Down Boy.
Down Sport?
Yeah.
What was it called? The wobble board. Yes, it's got a wobble board and everything.
Oh, no, that was Ralph Harris, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, God, sorry, whoops.
Waltzing Matilda is what they're singing,
I think it's The Bear, or Better Call Saul, for the greatest TV show ever.
Oh. I don't know if I'd go greatest TV show ever, but I will agree and say some of the best episodes I've seen on TV is The Bear.
Yes, actually, sometimes it kind of wandered off a bit,
mm-hmm.
But in individual scenes.
Yeah.
They're in your right to scene. That is true.
Yeah.
That
I'd love to hear, once you've watched it, what you think of the wedding episode, because I think that is probably one of my all-time favourite episodes.
Smoke, just going back to that, mm-hmm. for a second, is based on a true crime podcast called Firebug, which only has one season. Love the TV show, so tried the podcast, but you can only access the first episode without subscribing. I've drawn the line at paying for podcast subscriptions. Good for you. Dennis Lehane is behind Smoke. Mm-hmm. He of Shutter Island and Mystic River and many other. But so there's a bit of, that's pedigree there.
Yeah, and he and Taryn worked on Blackbird together, which I never ended up seeing that one, but it won quite a few Emmys as well. It was Ray Liotta's, one of his final pieces as well. So it's good. And you can see Apple is throwing in the money, and you can see that the money's there, as is Disney with The Bear. But sometimes people throw money at stuff and it doesn't work. But in this case, it's actually worked.
Yeah. Each season of The Bear got rated lower on Rotten Tomatoes than the previous one, says this text. So they need to quit while they're ahead. Yeah, I think they do.
Well, as I said, I'm hoping that this one is the final season, but not because it's bad. It's because it's done so well. Let's just go out on a high.
Yeah, absolutely. Serena, thanks a million.
Thanks,
as ever, Serena Bellissimo there. Those three shows are Ironheart. You can find that in Disney Plus. Smoke, you can find that on Apple TV Plus. And The Bear on Netflix.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.